Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Ayin Gimel. We are up to Siv Dalet. We are on the top line of page 104. The Mechaber says in Siv Dalet, Yochol Odom Lekadesh La'acherim Afal Pi She'enu Ochel Imohim. A person is allowed to make kiddush for others, even though he's not going to be eating with them. Because for them, for the ones who are going to be eating, it's kiddush makom suda. So though the mekadesh is not eating anything, he's making kiddush for others. The others are eating. For them, it's considered kiddush makom suda. The afal gad the birchas hayayin eino yochol lahotzi acherim and eino nene imohem. Even though normally the general rule is that when it comes to a birchas hanenin, like bracha on wine in general, the bracha on apple or any other food, a birchas hanenin, you cannot be motzi others if you are not participating in the hana. If you want to make ha'etz for someone else, you have to eat part of the apple as well to be motzi them. So over here, you're making a bracha b'ayir pragafen for someone else and you're not taking part in any of the wine, it's still going to be okay. Kevan dahai b'ayir pragafen hu chova lakiddush. Since in this case, the b'ayir pragafen is not simply a birchas hanenin on its own, it's a birchas hanenin that's a chova of the kiddush, and therefore kiddush hayom dami. It's like the bracha of kiddush, which is a birchas hamitzvah, v'yachol lo tziyom afal pish enonena, and therefore you can be motzi others, even though you are not getting any hana yourself. Just to review what the Mechaber is saying, normally if you make just the birchas hanenin for someone else, only if you are partaking of the hana can you be motzi him. But if I'm making a b'ayir pri'etz for someone else to eat an apple, it doesn't work. Only if I'm also partaking of the apple. But over here, I can make a b'ayir pragafen and a bracha of kiddush for someone else, even though I'm not being yotzi with kiddush, I'm not drinking, I'm not eating, I'm not doing anything, because since there's a birchas hamitzvah of kiddush, the birchas hagafen, the bracha on the yayin, goes along with it, and I can be motzi others in that birchas hanenin. Then the Rama takes it even a step further, the afilu b'kiddush shayom b'shachris b'shabbis mutar lasos kein. So says the Rama, not only is this true Friday night, where the b'ayir pragafen comes along with the bracha of kiddush, which is a birchas hamitzvah, but even Shabbos day, where the whole kiddush is just b'ayir pragafen, I could still make kiddush for someone else, even though I am not being yotzi with the kiddush and I'm not drinking any wine. But then the Mechaber says, v'hu she'enam yodim. This is only true if the ones you're making the bracha for don't know how to make the bracha themselves. The Mechaber ends off and says, "V'madayin lo kiddush le'atzma." If you did not yet make kiddush for yourself, yizor shelo yito mimohim. You have to make sure that you're not going to taste anything with them. Sha'aser lo litom ad shi'kadosh v'makom suda, because you're not allowed to eat or taste anything until you yourself have kiddush v'makom suda. So that is the Mechaber and the Rama. Let's see the Mishabur now. Sivkatan tazayin. The Mechaber start off by saying that a person can make kiddush for others even though he's not eating with them. V'hu adin de leketanim mutter lekadesh. And so too, a person can make kiddush for children. Afal pi she'enu ochel imohem. Even though he's not going to be eating with them, he can make kiddush to be yotzei, to be motzi the ketanim. Kedei lechancha b'mitzvos, in order to mechanech the kids to mitzvos. V'hu she'enam yodim lekadesh ba'atzmam. But once again, that's only assuming the children can't make the kiddush themselves, then you can make the kiddush for them. Ukid al-kamel in a gadol, like we're going to see later, or we just saw in the Mechaber, when it comes to a gadol. Sivkotan yud zayin. Again, the Mechaber said you can make kiddush for others even though you are not eating with them. V'afilu im kvar yotza la'atzmo. Even if you were already yotze kiddush, you can make kiddush for others even though this kiddush is not doing anything for you. You can make the kiddush for others. Sivkotan yud ches goes on the next point that the Mechaber said. The Mechaber said, even though in general, if you want to make a birchas hayayin for someone else, you cannot be motzi others if you're not nene imahim. The kaim alone, because we hold, kol birchas hanenin ein odom motzi as chaverim hu atzmo einu nene oz. Like we said before, any birchas hanenin, you cannot be motzi someone else unless you are taking part of the hana as well. Rak b'dover shu chov, only something that is absolutely required. Kigon kiddush v'kayotzebo, like kiddush or similar things. Then odom motzi chavero, then a person can be motzi his friend, even though he's not taking part in that hana. Kemevura kol besimen kuf samach zayin sif yutes v'chof. Now, if you look at note 21, he summarizes what we said. A little more explanation. Ubetama dover biyer sham. The reason explained over there in the Mishnah Berurah, Sha mitzvos hein chov al ha'adam, a mitzvah is a chiyav on a person, v'chol Yisrael arevim zebazeh, and we're all guarantors for each other. U'kishachaveiro lo yotze yedei chavosel v'mitzvah, if your friend was not yotze his chiyav of a mitzvah yet, nechshav sha'av hu lo yotze yedei chavosel. So it's considered that I wasn't yotze my mitzvah. I have a responsibility to see to it that every Jew does his mitzvah. If one Jew didn't do his mitzvah, chilu I didn't do the mitzvah. V'lochein yochol lohotzio, and therefore I can be motzi him in that bracha. Aval birchas hanenin, but a regular bracha on a hanoah, afim rotze lehonos chay bebracha. Afshim rotze lehonos chay bebracha. Even though it's true, a person who wants to eat an apple or get any other hanoah, he's chayiv then to make a bracha. Mikomokom biyado shelo lehonos v'lo yechayiv levarich. He's also able to not get the hanoah and not require the bracha. So it's not that the bracha be'etzem is required. Only because he's choosing on his own to get the hanoah, then he requires a bracha. But he can skip the hanoah and skip the bracha. There's no chiyav over here. Lefikach einu nechshav mechuyav bebracha. Therefore, by a regular brachas hanenin, the one who's getting the hanoah is not considered mechuyav bebracha. V'lochein acher she'enu nene einu yochol lo'tzia bebrachasa. Therefore, someone else who's not getting the hanoah cannot make the bracha for his friend. So when it comes to anything that is required, it's an absolute chiyuv, like the kiddush wine, so then I can make the bracha for my friend, even though I'm not participating in any of the wine, because that's an absolute chiyuv. But if I'm still making a bracha on an apple for someone else, he doesn't have to have the apple, he doesn't need the bracha, therefore I cannot make the bracha for him. Another very interesting note over here is note number 19. If you look at note number 19, the second paragraph, he discusses the following shaila. V'imadayin eino chayiv b'kiddush. So he said you can make kiddush for someone else before you yotzei kiddush, after you yotzei kiddush. What if you're not yet chayiv in kiddush? Kegon, for example, an interesting shaila, ha'mekadesh la'odem shekiba olav Shabbos miplag ha'mincha. I'm making late Shabbos. My friend made early Shabbos. He needs someone to make kiddush for him. For me, it's not even Shabbos. Can I make kiddush for my friend? But for me, it's not Shabbos. I'm not even chayiv at all. And he has Shabbos already, and he's chayiv. So la'odem shekiba olav Shabbos miplag ha'mincha. Ve'isal mekadesh adayin uchol. For the mekadesh is still weekday. His topic was there. Rabbi Kiva Eger. V'nisha b'tzarech yin. Rabbi Kiva Eger ends off that question with a tzarech yin. And Hashem Zaman Erbach writes, in a pressing situation, one can be lenient that you can make kiddush when it's not yet Shabbos for you to be motzi someone else who is ready makabel Shabbos. Only once in a while for individuals. It says Rosh Hashanah, lechatchila one should not do this. Elo odev shamekadesh yichavin lekabel olav Shabbos bekiddush. If he needs you to make kiddush for him and you weren't makabel Shabbos yet, it's better that you will be makabel Shabbos with the kiddush that you are making for him. That is the best way. But Rav Kiveger again leaves off tzarachim. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, we're up to Sifkatan Yutes. Sifkatan Yutes is the Ramah who extended it into the Mechaber. The Mechaber was discussing Friday night, where you have the bracha boy paragofen coming along with the brichas hamitzvah of kiddush, then you can motzi your friend in both. Zokta Ramah, even kiddush during the day, which is only a boy paragofen, you can also be motzi your friend. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Rots Lomer, and means to say, after Shom Kola Kiddush Urak Boy Paragofen Levad. Even though Shabbos morning, the whole Kiddush is only the Bracha Boy Paragofen. Mikom Mokom still. Kevan Dehi Mitzvah. Since Lamaisa, Kiddush Shabbos morning is a mitzvah. The Ikarun Niskan Shalo Bishvil Hanoah. And it wasn't established Be'ikar because of the pleasure that you're having. Ela Mitzvah Olav Kishar Mitzvah. Rather, it's a Chiyuv. It's a Chiyuv to make Kiddush. Rabbanon will Machayiv you Kiddush in the day. So it's a mitzvah. Therefore, you can be motzi others. Therefore, you can make just the boy paragof and Shabbos morning for someone else. You motzi them in kiddush, even though you are not drinking any of the wine. Kiddush halayla, just like kiddush at night. What about making hamotzi for someone at a suda? So zaktim shabura velo dami lebirchas hamotzi shel Shabbos. And it's not similar to the bracha of hamotzi that one makes on Shabbos, shakola shalosh sudos. When it comes to hamotzi, by all three sudos of Shabbos, the din is, de eino motziim eino ocholim mohem. There the din is, I cannot make hamotzi for my friend if I'm not eating some of the bread. So why is it any different? When it comes to kiddush Shabbos morning, I'm just doing a bread paragofen. I can make a bread paragofen for my friend, I'm not drinking any wine. But when it comes to hamotzi, by any of the three sudos, I cannot make hamotzi for my friend if I'm not also eating some of the bread. The difference is as follows. The af shem chov, even though the shalosh seudos are a chiyuv, ein ha chov olav mishum mitzvah. The lashon here is a little funny. We'll explain exactly what he means. The chov is not on him because of a mitzvah. Ela kedei sheyehona misuda Shabbos. Only that he should get hanah from the suda of Shabbos. The ein la mitzvah atzma chov. And the mitzvah itself doesn't have a chov. Because if you get hanah from fasting, from not eating, ain't tzarech lecho, you don't have to eat. Like we'll see in Reish Peches. We'll explain in a second. Alkein, therefore, ain motzi acherim ain ochel imohim. Therefore, you cannot be motzi others if you're not having it with them some of the bread. So the chiluk basically is that when it comes to kiddush, there's an absolute chiyuv of kiddush. There's an absolute chiyuv of having kiddush, and therefore I can make the barbaragav with my friend even though I'm not having any of the wine. When it comes to the sudos, there is a chiyuv of getting hanoh. Now, if you're hungry, so that hanoh is the achila. But if I'm not feeling in the mood to eat, my stomach's bothering me, and I get more hanoh from not eating, then I'm allowed not to eat on Shabbos. Then I don't have a chiyuv to eat. So there's not an absolute chiyuv of eating the bread, and therefore if I'm making the bracha for my friend, I have to have some of the bread as well. It's not an absolute chiyuv like the kiddush is. This chiyuv is a chiyuv, but it's not that the chiyuv is an absolute that you must have bread at a Shabbos Suda. You can also skip the Suda if that's more hanoh for you. The ikar is that you get hanoh. In most cases, the hanoh of the Suda is eating the Suda. But if you get more hanoh by not eating, you don't have to eat. So there's not an absolute chiyuv like there is by Kiddush. And therefore, you cannot make the bracha just for your friend if you're not also having some of the bread. However, the Mishabur ends off and says, V'im kiddush ala pas, but if you're making kiddush on bread, oz motzi gam bebrachas hamotzi, then you can be motzi your friend also in the brach of a motzi without eating. The high birchas hamotzi kibirchas boy pragofen the kiddush hayayin damya, because then in that case the hamotzi on the bread is like the hagofen on the yayin. It's the same thing, and therefore you can be motzi for him because he does have an absolute chiyuv in his kiddush. Says the mishaburas of katan chaf. The Mechaber added in a big chumrah to this halacha. He said that you can make kiddush for someone else, even though you're not drinking any of the wine. The Mechaber said, "V'hu she'enam yodim," only if they don't know how to make kiddush themselves. Says the Mishabura, "Im yodim lekadesh ba'atzman," because if they know how to make kiddush themselves, "Eino yochol lohutziyam bekiddush shelo," you're not able to be motzi them with your kiddush. "Im eino yotzi oz ba'atzman ba'kiddush," if you're not being yotzi kiddush as well, you can't make kiddush just for them. They have to make kiddush themselves if they are able to. However, this is not so poshut. The Aprichadosh v'simin tov kuf pehei cholik. The Prichadosh argues with Srila and he holds the Bechol Gav Niuchol Otsiyam. He said there's no chiluk. Even if the person knows how to make kiddush, I can still make kiddush for him and I don't have to drink. Ubesefer Arzos Achaim Simin Ches Masik Gamkein Demidine Yochol Lohotzi Bechol Gavni. The Arzos Achaim says the same thing Lamaskana, that the Ikra Aloch is that you can be motzi others in all cases, even if they know how to make kiddush themselves. Ach lechatchila hamitzvah sheyekadesh ba'atzmo kevan shubaki. But it's true lechatchila there is a mitzvah to make kiddush himself, since he knows how to make kiddush he's a baki. The gam chaveru hamotzio eino yotzi atal be'akiddush, and the one making kiddush for him is not being yotzi be'akiddush, so it's certainly better for him to do it, but it's 100% fine, according to the Arshas Chaim as well, for Reuven to make kiddush for Shimon, even though Shimon knows how to make kiddush himself, and Reuven is not participating in that kiddush. The isha almana she'enu yodas ba'atzma ech lekadesh. You have a woman who's an almana. She's living by herself. She does not know how to make kiddush. Lo tucha likones b'bayis acher l'shmoa kiddush. She can't walk next door to her neighbor's house to hear the kiddush. Kevan she'ena so eder shom klal. Since she's not eating there, she can't go next door to hear the kiddush and then go back to her house to eat. That's not kiddush shagam suda. Elo, rather, what should be done is yikones acher l'beisa l'kadesh l'fanea. The neighbor should go into her house and make kiddush for her over there. Umahani oz afshu enu yotzi ata ba'kiddush. And therefore the neighbor, even though he's not being yotzi kiddush at all, he's making kiddush for her in her house where she's going to eat. So again, for her, it will be kiddush makom suda. For him, it will be nothing. But that's exactly the case of the mechaber, that yoch odom lakayish lachem afal pish enu ochel imam, dilatu lavim makom suda. Therefore, the almana should not go to his house to your kiddush and then go home to eat. Rather, he should go to her house, make kiddush for her. He doesn't have to drink or eat, and she'll eat afterwards. It's kiddush makom suda for her, and he doesn't have to worry about it. I'd like to read one more note over here, and that is note number 22, a very important note. It's going back to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkata Yutes. We said in Sivkata Yutes that the Ramah says that even the Shabbos morning Kiddush, which is just Bari Piragofen, you can make it for someone else, even though you're not drinking any of the wine. The Mishnah Berurah said, after Shom Kol HaKiddush Urak Bari Piragofen Levad, even though the whole Kiddush is Bari Piragofen, Mikomokom Kaven Dehi Mitzvah, since it is a mitzvah, V'Ikaro Nitkan Shalo Bishvil HaNor, it wasn't established for the HaNor, Elo Mitzvah Alof Kishar Mitzvah, so therefore you can be motzi others. Note 22 points out, Mavur She'ein Bracha Zu Birchas HaNenin. It's clear from the Mishnah Berurah that the bracha of Kiddush Shabbos morning, the Bari Piragofen, is not considered a Birchas HaNenin, because it wasn't established for the Hanah, Ela Birchas HaMitzvos. Rather, the Bari Piragofen that you're making Shabbos morning is considered a Birchas HaMitzvos. Umitam Zer Das HaChazanish. And therefore, for this reason, the Chazanish holds, She'ein Tzrichim HaShomim Lito Me'ayayin Shal Kiddush. Those who are hearing Kiddush Shabbos morning from the one who's making Kiddush, they do not need to drink any of the wine. V'day b'kach shem yecholim lishos emenu. It's enough that they're able to drink. They don't actually have to go ahead and drink any of the wine. It's not considered really a birchas hanenin. It's considered a birchas hamitzvah. That is the sheet of the Chazon Ish. Me'idach, on the other hand, das ha'grizm be'brisk. The Brisk Rav argues, he holds she b'kiddush hayom al kol echer me'amesubim lito me'akoshal kiddush. A famous Brisk Rav, who hold that everyone must drink from the wine of the Shabbos day Kiddush if you want to be Yotzei. Ubir b'tshuvas v'hanhogos, or Sternbach explains, shekevan shebekiddush hayom mevarchin rak birchas bari pragofen, since the whole Kiddush Shabbos morning is only bari pragofen, harehi begeder birchas hanenin bilvad, all the bracha is a birchas hanenin. V'im eina mesubin to'amim, and if the people who are sitting around being Yotzei are not going to taste any of the wine, eina nechsheves bracha lagabeyan, the bracha does not connect to them. Va'kiddush eino misyaches aleihem, and the kiddush has no shaychus to them. Therefore, the famous Brisk Rav says, if you want to be yotzei kiddush Shabbos morning, one must drink from the wine. The Chazon Ish argues, he says, no, it's clear that it's really in this case, it's a mitzvah, it's considered birchas a mitzvah, and therefore you can be yotzei, you don't have to drink any wine, you just hear the kiddush, you're good to go. That is the famous machlokes. We will stop here and continue vaytu sevei in mitzvah Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.